scripture today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things He planned for us long ago. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. Well, did you get out and make a snowman this week? Wow! What a beautiful snowfall we had in the Tulsa metro area. As I was out walking early with my dog Daisy on Thursday, I marveled at the beauty of the freshly fallen snow. It reminded me of the majesty of Almighty God and the glory of His good creation. You know, for all the struggles we may be facing and all the troubles in our world, it is good to be reminded that there is a God who loves us, who cares for us, is tremendously creative and capable of providing everything that we need. Amen? Amen. Thank you, God. So last week, I launched a new message series titled, The New You. Remember, we said, in Christ, there is a new you. We've been talking about one of the foundational truths of the Christian faith. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. This pivotal New Testament passage teaches us that because of what Christ has done, we can have the experience of new birth, a new creation. We talked last week about how a slow-crawling caterpillar can become an amazingly transformed butterfly, a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. But how many Christians live unaware of the new creation that God wants us to be in Christ? How many of us are still crawling around like caterpillars when God has created us to be transformed like those beautiful butterflies? The main idea of this series is this. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. There's something very powerful and energizing about knowing who you are. But I have to admit, there have also been times when I have felt dejected or defeated, and I've forgotten who I am. And then I didn't know exactly what to do. And in those times, it's easy to wonder if, in fact, maybe there's something wrong with me. And if you've ever felt like that, I just want to encourage you today, telling you, you're absolutely right. Yeah, there's something wrong with you. So just what do I mean by that? Well, without Christ, there is something wrong with you and me. In fact, in our text for today, Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is very direct. Basically, he says that there are three things wrong with you and me without Christ. I'll just summarize. He says, first of all, we're sinful. Secondly, we're spiritually dead. And third, we're the object of God's wrath. Let me say it again. You're sinful, you're spiritually dead, and you're the object of God's wrath. If you're new today, welcome to Christ Church, where we're here to make you feel good about yourself. Now, not everybody talks about that. They say instead, oh, God loves you. God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. While actually, without Christ, you are the object of God's wrath. How does that make you feel? Well, let's let the Word of God speak. Ephesians 2:1, Paul says this, once you were dead. Now, this doesn't mean you're on the side of the road in a ditch. It means you're spiritually dead. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. He goes on to say in verse 3, middle of the verse, by our very nature, if you didn't know this, we were born with a sinful nature. He says, by our very nature, we were subject to God's anger. NIV says, God's wrath, just like everyone else. Verse 4, he says, but God, anytime God shows up, things can change. But God, who is rich in mercy, now watch as we do nothing and God does everything. And he loved us so much, verse 5, that even though we were dead because of our sins, what did he do? He gave us life when, not what we did, but when he raised Christ from the dead. Paul goes on to say, it's only by God's grace that you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 1 and 3 and 5. It's true. Without Christ, there is something wrong with you. The good news is that God can change everything in a moment through His Son, Jesus. With Christ, you are God's masterpiece. Write masterpiece in the comments. You are a masterpiece of God Himself. Ephesians 2 verses 8, 9, and 10 say this, God saved you by His grace when you believe. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Verse 9, it's so important. Salvation is not a reward for what? The good things we have done. It doesn't matter how hard you try, how religious you act. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. And yet, because of Christ, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Verse 10, for we are God's masterpiece. Say it again, for we are God's masterpiece. And what has God done? He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago to do. Now, you've got to understand this. We are not saved by our good works, but we are saved for good works. Let me say it this way. We are not saved by the good things that we have done, but we are saved to do good things for the one who saved us. We are never saved by works, so we can never boast about it. But we are saved to make a difference and to bring glory to God in this world. If you are in Christ, it doesn't matter how you feel about yourself. I'm not that good. I'm not that talented. No. You need to understand this. You have been made new. You have been remade. You are the masterpiece of God. But you're not just a masterpiece like a painting that goes up on the wall. No, you are the masterpiece of God, and you are created for His good purpose. I like the bumper sticker that says, God don't make no junk. It's true. God don't make no junk. He wants you to believe that you are His masterpiece, a beautiful tapestry created in Christ Jesus for the good things that He has planned for you to do. Because here's the thing, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Three thoughts, I pray, will drive this deep within your souls. First, get this, as God's masterpiece, you are created for the Master's purpose. As God's masterpiece, you exist to bring glory to Him. Psalm 139, verse 13 and following. This was David in the Old Testament. I want you to notice his words parallel the verses we just read in Ephesians. He says of this, he says, verse 13, "You, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And then he has this worship moment and he just breaks out in thanks to God. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together. See the imagery of tapestry in the depths of the earth. Verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed body. Now look at the power of this. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Listen to Paul say it. Listen to David say it. You are the masterpiece of God, created for the master's purpose. Paul says this, you are the masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good things which God prepared in advance for you to do before you were even born. The masterpiece created for the master's purpose. David says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I know full well all the days ordained for me were written in your book. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Thought number one, as God's masterpiece, you are created for the master's purpose. Post purpose in the comments. Thought number two, you need to understand as God's masterpiece, you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. And you've got to believe this. As God's masterpiece, you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. In fact, this is what the scripture says. 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible says that His, God's divine power, notice it's not our power, but it's God's divine power, has given us what? Everything we need for life and godliness. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Think of it this way. God never calls someone and says, hey, you're my masterpiece. Go do this. And then says, oh, what was I thinking? For example, when God called Moses to deliver the people of Israel, Moses didn't believe that he was a good enough masterpiece to do it. He didn't believe. He said, I'm not a good speaker. I'm not good enough to get this done. And God never said, oh, you're right. My bad. What was I thinking? I thought you could do it, but you're obviously not good enough. God never did that. When God calls you, He'll give you everything you need to do everything He wants you to do. The problem is so many people have what I call masterpiece envy. They're looking at other people and saying, well, I'm not like them, or I don't have this, or I wish I had. And when they look more at other people, they don't realize how uniquely God has created them. I used to do that. I can't preach like so-and-so. I can't teach like that person. And I was missing how God had gifted me to serve Him. Don't be looking at, I don't have it. I'm not. I wish I was beautiful like her. I wish I was talented like him. And you know, he's got hair on his head and I just have hair on my back. No, don't do that. Look at who God has uniquely created you to be. And when you realize, I am the masterpiece of God, I've been made new. All the old things are gone and I'm a new creation in Christ. And new creations, remember, have new purposes. I'm the masterpiece of God. I have everything I need to do everything God wants me to do. It's then, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Let's review. As God's masterpiece, you are created for the master's purpose. Secondly, you have everything you need to do everything God wants you to do. And the third thought is so life-changing when you internalize it. As His masterpiece, God uses everything in your life to bring about His purposes. Post everything in the comments. He uses everything in your life to bring about His purposes. He is the potter and you are the clay. And He continues to shape you and form you into His masterpiece to serve His purposes. Romans chapter 8, 28. If you don't know this verse, it's a great one to commit to memory. Scripture says this, "And we know that in what, help me out, in what, in all things." Now let me ask you a question. Does all things include the good things? Yes. Does all things include the bad things? Yes. Does all things include the things that you're thankful that happened? Yes. Does all things include the things that you wish never happened? Yes. Scripture says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good for everybody." Well, actually, no. Got to be honest with you. He works in all things to bring about the good to those who love Him, who have been called according to what? According to His purpose. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are a masterpiece created for the Master's purpose. When you realize He is the potter, you are the clay, and He's forming, He's using all things to bring about good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, well, that'll give you tremendous confidence to step into His will and to know that He is the sovereign God, the good, good Father. You can see example after example. One of my favorites in the Scripture in the Old Testament was a young boy named Joseph who believed he was God's masterpiece. "I'm going to be a leader one day." And his brothers, remember, were jealous. And so they threw him in a pit and they said, "Let's kill him." And then they said, "No, let's just sell him into slavery." Do you ever think that Joseph ever said, "Oh, this is what I wanted, slavery"? No, he didn't. But the potter was shaping the clay into his masterpiece. He was so talented and faithful to Potiphar, his owner, that he got promoted. And then one day, Potiphar's wife looked at him and said, "You look good. I want some of that." And she made moves on him, and he had integrity, and eventually she falsely accused him, and then he got thrown into prison. Do you think he ever said, "Oh, just what I wanted, prison, baby. Slavery wasn't enough, now prison"? But again, the potter was shaping the clay. And through an unusual series of events, after he interpreted dreams, he was promoted to being second in charge over all of Egypt. And God used him to help save a lot of people from famine. And years later, when his brothers came up and they said, "Oh no, he's alive and we're dead," he looked on them with compassion and started crying. He said, "You don't understand. I'm your brother. I love you guys. I forgive you." Here's what he said: "What you meant for evil, God used for good." Joseph said, "God took all of that and shaped me. And I couldn't do what I'm doing today had God not taken me through that and prepared me for this." God used it all for good. Some of you right now are going through a time when you think, "I wish this wasn't happening." Painful? Yes. "I don't understand." Yes. "I wish things were different." Yes. But understand this, that if you are in Christ, if you love Him, if you're living for His purpose, He works in all things to bring about good. That's how good our God is. And one final thought of good news. If you don't like yourself, let God remake you. This is what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 18, 3 and 4. "So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the potter's wheel. He was using his hands to make a pot from clay, but something went wrong with it." Unfortunately, that phrase describes so many people's lives. Maybe you would say, "I had a dream to be at such and such place in my life, but something went wrong with my dream. I hope to be financially at this place, but something went wrong with my hopes. I thought I'd be married at this point, or I'd have this career, but something went wrong with my plan. What do you do when you realize something went wrong? Well, you let God remake your life. He's the potter, you are the clay. Here's what Jeremiah said after he realized something went wrong. So he, the potter, used that clay to make another pot the way he wanted it to be. Here's the good news. God is the potter. You are the clay. God used the same clay to remake it into what he wanted it to be. If you don't like your life, let God remake it. God is the one who specializes in that. He can do it. Remember this, through Christ, you can be the masterpiece created for the master's purpose. God is at work in you. You have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God planned in advance for you to do. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit would do a work in your people and that we would never be the same. For those today who are seeking to follow Christ but don't feel like a masterpiece, perhaps because of things they've done, who don't feel good enough, Lord, remind us all, it doesn't matter what we feel like, because of Christ, we are made new. We are the masterpiece of God created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Father, help us to overcome every insecurity this world has beat into us. Help us to recognize that in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation with a new purpose. We are your masterpiece created to bring you glory. Lord, help us understand who we are in Christ so that we'll know what to do, that we might glorify you in all that we do. Lord, help us to believe that we have everything we need to do everything you want us to do. And Lord, when we're going through something we might not like or that's stretching us, help us to take comfort that you are working all things to bring about good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose, O Lord. And that you, Lord, who have begun a good work in us, will carry it out to completion. Lord, we thank you for the truth and the life-shaping power we find in your word. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. Let's talk. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. You can use the web or the site or the app. And thank you for your generosity. You know, giving is such a tangible way to thank God for his goodness. You can go online to make a gift. And thank you for helping to reach others with the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this. God gives you a new identity in Christ, the new you. You are God's masterpiece. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. For now, who do you know that needs to know that they are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, prepared in advance for them to do?
You know, my cloning experiments finally paid off.
Oh,
I'm so excited, I'm beside myself.
The men's breakfast will be Saturday, February 12th from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Mark Knutson will facilitate a DVD presentation of The Cross Builder by Joe White and Leave No Man Behind by Jeff Stucker.
The United Methodist Women was founded to be a community of women whose purpose is to know God and to expand missions throughout the global ministries of the church. Are you curious about us? Our next meeting will be February 10th at 10 a.m. in room 136. We would love for you to join us.
Have you heard about men's journey D groups? Starting on Monday, February 7th, the group will meet every other week at 6 p.m. by Zoom for sharing, encouragement, and prayer. Sign up online or contact Pastor Bob or Craig Jones for more information.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.